哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The Pharisees went out and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When Jesus realized this, he withdrew from the place. Many people followed him, and he cured them all, and he warned them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through Isaiah the prophet. Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight, I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench, and he brings justice to victory. In his name, the Gentiles will hope. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. We can imagine Jesus, no matter he goes, being attacked by people because he comes from a low class, the son of a carpenter. Not only that, he had not studied in the law school. So they despise him. Even he did good to them, cure the sick, cast out the devil, they do not appreciate. Jesus suffered. He suffered for our sake. He did not anticipate his time. He should just wait until the time the Father had ordered for him to suffer on the cross. You can see all these 3 years, his mission is not always pleasant. Even when he mentioned to go to Jerusalem for suffering, his disciples stopped him. So suffering is not the choice of a human person. And Jesus is a real person. He didn't choose suffering. He chose to do the will of God. If the Father willed him to suffer, he said it's yes. If the Father make him sense his abandonment, he said yes. Remember, on the cross he cried out, Father, Father, or God, God, why have you forsaken me? That's the feeling of being forsaken. It's horrible experience. But Jesus never lose hope. At the end of his life, he breathed out, say, into your hand, I give my spirit. Even though at times he didn't feel the presence of the Father, he still, yes, I offer to you. What purpose of this thing? Jesus did it just for our sake. He just wants us to be close to God the Father. He paid a price. This is what St. Paul said to Corinthians. God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. The word of Jesus is reconciling us to God the Father, to the world, to our people. Just one small word of God is healing, is peace. Let us once again open our heart. Let the word of God live in us. What St. Paul says, today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me. So start from today onward, moment by moment, telling Jesus, I want to follow you. I want to live like you. Your spirit, always adhering to the will of God the Father. That will be done upon me. So thank you, Jesus, for giving us this example. And please give us this special grace that we can always live up to our call like you. Always telling God the Father, thy will be done upon me.